on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Number 12 Auburn men's basketball begins its postseason journey this weekend at the SEC tournament in Nashville. The Tigers closed out their regular season in a strong way with a 14-point win over Georgia behind a career-high 7 three-pointers from Denver Jones. The New Market Alabama junior recaps his performance on Saturday.
Honestly, just being more aggressive, just being more confident in everything I do. And I feel like as the season winded down, as we go into March, it's time where everybody starts playing their best basketball. So I feel like once we get used to playing with each other, you know, our confidence, us knocking down shots is going to be the key for us in March.
Auburn assisted on 29 of the 33 made field goals in the victory over Georgia, the most assists in the Bruce Pearl era, topping the Tigers' 27 assists against CSUN in 2019. Coach Pearl talks about sharing the basketball and his team's focus on the postseason.
Well, it would either be Denver Jones, or maybe it could be Denver Jones. I don't know. No. When Denver makes seven of them, he kind of skews the math a little bit in that last game against Georgia. But I think sharing the ball, you know, we had 29 assists against Georgia, which says a lot about the guys. And yet I was still cranky about the fact that I thought we missed some easy inside-out opportunities. But again, I think that goes back to the guys kind of looking for each other, making each other better. And we have been talking about, you know, postseason. We've been talking about what do you got to do at the end of the year. You got to continue to guard. I think we've got to find a way to guard without fouling. We have now. The one thing about postseason is they typically let you play. If you watch the last few games that Tennessee played, which were all championship games, with the exception of our game where they called it close in the second half for some reason. Man, the game against South Carolina was a battle, and the game against Kentucky on Saturday was. I mean, the whistle hardly blew. And I think that's just human nature. The officials trying to let the kids decide it. And I hope that benefits us. We just haven't seen that a lot as we've come down the stretch. So defending without fouling is really going to be key, and continuing to shoot the ball well. And I guess the last thing would be physicality. You know, can our front line, you know, physically be the better every night? Because I think that's where we have an advantage. But can we take advantage of that?
The season began all the way in South Dakota back in November when Auburn gave up 88 points to Baylor in a loss, which turned out to be the second most points allowed in a game all season. Senior forward Jalen Williams looks back on the defensive improvement throughout the season.
I would just say, you know, guarding. Well, which the Baylor game, it's the first game of the year, top 20 matchup. You know, you don't know where we are as a team. So I feel like over time, as we kept playing, defense was our key to, like, our success. So I feel like now in March is the time to really lock in on the defense, and that's what we've been going through, like, all year. So defense is where I feel like we really improved as a team in that connection.
With the SEC tournament up next, Coach Pearl previews the path to a championship for the Tigers.
I know it sounds stupid or doesn't make any sense. You know, I've coached some good teams that tolerate each other, you know, and they always tolerate me. And that's always the case, and that's the way I want it. But they like each other, and they like playing together. They like practicing. And so I'm hoping that is what is going to be our secret sauce as we try to move forward. Now, look, cream rises to the top at the end of the year. That's what always happens. Your talent, you know, what step up do we have? Because everybody's going to step up right now. And so what step up is there in postseason? You know, some of my best tournament teams have been some of the most underachieving teams that I've coached historically. Even going back to my days of winning national championship in Southern Indiana, our Final Four team finished fifth in the league, and we thought they were better than that. You know, our championship teams in 18 and 22, 18 overachieved. 22 got hot at the wrong time. You just got to play it out. And we know that, you know, we know what our path is. Our path to the SEC tournament championship is Arkansas, Vanderbilt, or South Carolina in that first game. LSU, Mississippi State, or Tennessee in that second game. And on the other side of the bracket in the championship, you know, to me it looks like Kentucky is the strongest team. You know, can Alabama come out of there? Can Florida come up out of there? We'll see. But it ought to be great spectacle In Nashville all weekend.
Auburn will have its first SEC tournament game in the quarterfinals against either South Carolina, Arkansas, or Vanderbilt on Friday at approximately 2:30 Central. Auburn Sports Network coverage will begin at 2 o'clock. Number 12 baseball began a five-game trip away from home with a win over Troy last night in Madison. Head coach Butch Thompson recaps the win.
For the level of team that we're playing, for the pitches that I watched, the little things, the consistent side on the pitching staff, that was my favorite game so far in this season. McBride was great. Armstrong was tremendous in the sixth. Cannon needed the work, gave us the seventh and eighth, and Bauman's the only one that tried to make it weird there at the end, but I thought it was consistent. McBride come out, they get a runner on early in the ballgame, and he's 1-3-3 to the plate. Two starts ago, he's 1-6, so it's kind of the game within the game, some things I'm talking about. Another one of these really tight strike zones right here, and I thought all of our guys were competitive within the strike zone. I don't have a box yet, but it didn't feel like we walked a lot of batters and kept it to three hits against a very offensive ball club.
Junior right-handed pitcher Connor McBride recaps his performance and the win.
I'm thankful to Butch, coaches, Teef, everybody for just giving me this opportunity, and I'm just trying to do my job the best I can and just execute pitches and win baseball games for us in the midweek. Homers happen, and he's a good ball player, and my mentality is just to attack the strike zone and execute the pitch, one pitch at a time. And just because they get a hit, it's out of my control. I executed the pitch, and it has no effect on my mentality.
SEC play will get underway this weekend in Nashville as the Tigers visit number 9 Vanderbilt. Coach Thompson previews the Commodores.
Yeah, of course we do. I think we started Arkansas last year. And we're excited, you know, in Auburn men basketball. I think you guys have the tournament up there in Nashville, so hopefully there'll be a lot of Auburn people up there to be there to support us. So Auburn's going to Nashville this weekend. You know, a top 10 team for sure. A lot of speed playing on that turf, which I don't think we've played on turf yet this year. So that's always things that I think about. Coach Corbin just won his 1,000th game there. It's a pretty big deal, just over 20 years. They do the little things so well, and those little things turn into big things. So the fight for 90 feet, the ability to finish sequences, you know, just playing a very, very solid ball club. And like I said, you can't play a new brand of ball. We just have to continue to do what we're doing and hopefully get some guys with their feet back underneath us. I think we're about 10 or 11 guys already that won't make the trip. That's on the team that won't go to Huntsville tomorrow. So we got this week to absolutely try to get our feet back underneath us. That's where I was thankful to survive last week. And, you know, the schedule don't stop. You can't pause and get everybody back together. You're just kind of one day at a time here. So tomorrow will be a huge challenge for us. The coaches will have to go recruit on Wednesday. It's that time of the year now that March has started. So we'll have 3 or 4 coaches on the road on Wednesday, and then we'll head out Thursday morning, going back up to Nashville, practicing, and then getting ready for a huge, huge first series.
The series at Vanderbilt begins Friday at 6 Central, with Game 2 on Saturday at 2 and Game 3 on Sunday at 1. Broadcast details will be dependent on men's basketball results in the SEC tournament. Follow at AU Sports Network for those broadcasts as they are finalized. Number 14 gymnastics put up a 197.05 at the podium challenge in Baton Rouge this past weekend to finish second in the event. The Tigers will also be in Nashville this weekend for another quad meet. Head coach Jeff Graba previews the final regular season meet of the year.
Those are all tough matchups. You know, Fisk's basically the host school, because that's, you know, they're based in Nashville. Kentucky is having a premier year. They have a ton of senior leadership on that team, and I think they're in the top 5 right now. Ohio State is breathing right down our neck. They're 15th and we're 14th this week. So they're going to see it as an opportunity to pass us in the final in regular season matchup. So we've got a lot on our plate. It's going to be a really, really difficult meet. We're going to need as many Auburn fans out in that arena as we can get, because you know, this is tough, but it's also the beginning of a really good run all the way through the postseason, where, you know, we're on the road, we're on podiums, and everybody's good around us. So we're at that point now in the season where I get excited about it, because now it's just about, you know, our performance.
Auburn will compete in the second session of the Kidney Care Women's Gymnastics Championship on Saturday at 7:15 Central at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 6 Central for Tiger Talk with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by head men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl, head baseball coach Butch Thompson, head women's basketball coach Johnny Harris, and head softball coach Mickey Dean. Back with more this week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Number 25 softball hosts its first SEC series of the season against number 20 Arkansas Friday through Sunday at Jane B. Moore Field. Head coach Mickey Dean previews the Razorbacks.
Well, they've been pitching it well, and they're more of a power hitting team. So, you know, we get to face another good team. Like I've told people and I've told you, you know, according to the rankings, everyone we're going to play is better than us. So it's another great challenge. Yeah, I think they are excited, especially when your first SEC series is on the road. It's nice. It'd be nice to get back home, and I'll be glad to get through that first inning, get the jitters out of the way, and then let our kids settle in and play ball.
Tickets are available at aubtix.com, and coverage can be heard locally on Weagle 91.1 FM and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app all weekend long. Men's tennis earned a historic win at Georgia, taking down the Bulldogs 4-3 for its first win in Athens since 1994. The victory improved the Tigers to 2-1 in conference play before SEC action gets started at home this weekend. Head coach Bobby Reynolds previews Florida and South Carolina.
Again, you look on paper and you got to be ready for them, obviously, because from a talent standpoint, from a tennis standpoint, they're you know, one of the best in the conference. But there's also obviously that other factor of being freshmen and the longevity of the season and playing on the road and some of those things that don't, you know, always go into the equation, of hitting tennis balls, other than when you get into college tennis. So, we got to be ready for them. And then South Carolina, you know, we've always battled with them and really we've had some great success against them in the past. So it's not a team that we're really scared of anymore, no matter what the ranking is, no matter what guys are on the other side of the court. You know, when you feel confident against somebody that you've played and you've had success against some of those opponents that you've played, you know, you just have a different mindset going out on the court and playing. So, we're looking forward to being back at home and using, you know, hopefully the outdoor courts and the slow conditions to our favor, and going out and competing, you know. So, it's nice to, like I said, get off the Georgia win and hopefully continue that success into this weekend at home.
Auburn hosts the Gators on Friday at 3 Central and the Gamecocks on Sunday at noon, both at the Yarborough Tennis Center. Track and field begins its outdoor season this weekend after three Tigers earned All-American honors for their indoor performances. Vinbai Maizvareiwa, Simone Johnson, and Sana Barnes all earned second-team All-America honors. Head coach Leroy Burrell looks ahead to the outdoor season opener.
We have a lot of athletes who haven't competed in over 3 weeks since the conference championship. So we've been working on our relays, moving to some outdoor events, 400 hurdles, the discus, the javelin. We're going to go give it a run with some of those people, figure out how to use some of our new pieces and really kind of test things out a bit. We're hoping the weather holds up. It was looking like we're going to get a good day on Friday and maybe questionable on Saturday, but now it's looking like we might get some rain the whole time. So this really will be a test, I think, of, endurance and fortitude to kind of get through a rough day and look forward to getting to some better weather and bigger and more prestigious meets later on down the line.
Auburn will compete at the Yellow Jacket Invitational Friday and Saturday in Atlanta. Swimming and diving is getting set for NCAA championships following qualifying and last chance meets. Head coach Ryan Wakamurka previews NCAAs.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun time of year, right? We're in heavy preparation mode, obviously, in terms of focus, the workload is, volume of work is lower. So there's a lot more energy involved. But it's just a fun time of year. And, you know, it's a much smaller group on both sides. You know, we've got 13 women qualified and going to the NCAA championships, 8 swimmers individually. bringing four more as relay swimmers. And then Ashlyn Sullivan just on Sunday qualified on the 1 meter board. And so we're open to add a couple more divers as well with the zones going on right now. But it's just a lot of fun, you know, and right now it's trying to not have a whole lot of pressure. The NCAA championships is it can be pressure packed once you're actually there. But it's honestly, it's a celebration the entirety of our season and the work that we put in. And so it's just going out and about executing and having great races when it matters the most. So right now it's just about having fun, enjoying each other, being able to work in much smaller groups and refine the things that we've been working on, you know, over the entirety of the season.
The women's team will compete March 20th through 23rd in Athens, while the men's team will compete March 27th through 30th in Indianapolis. Number 13, women's tennis is off to a 4-0 start in SEC play following shutout wins over Missouri and Arkansas. Head coach Lester Cook recaps the hot start.
It's exciting. You know, this is what we've been gearing up towards is this SEC play, and we're getting into it. It's fun. You know, we're undefeated. We're heading to play a couple good teams this week. You know, unfortunately, we're going to be without Angela. She's traveling to play the African Championships. So she's been unbelievable, you know, in the lineup and doing a great job. So we're going to miss her, but we've been training for this, and we've got a deep team. That's the tough part is we've got, you know, great players at every position, and some aren't playing every day, but now they, you know, they got to step up and fill that void for us. Yeah, I mean, I think it's been no surprise. Ava and Adeline have been trading off at the number six position, you know, just trying to see who can, you know, step up for us there. And so now they're both going to have to play. So we'll have, you know, Ava and Adeline at 5 and 6. That's what's going
to
happen.
The Tigers will look to keep their undefeated record intact at Florida on Friday at 4 Central and at South Carolina on Sunday at 11 a.m. Number 5 Equestrian closed out the regular season with a big 13-5 win over number 3 Texas A&M on Saturday. Head coach Jessica Braswell recaps Senior Day festivities.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lot. The seniors are definitely have been there for the team to lean on and keeping the team pulled together. And it has been, you know, we've definitely run into some difficulties and our record for the season isn't, you know, what we would have loved. But at the same time, I think a great win to finish the regular season. And I couldn't be happier with where we are headed to postseason. And mm-hmm. I give a lot of that credit to this senior class. You know, there's 12 of them. That's more than a quarter of our team, which is huge. They've been here, they've done that. They know that there's highs and lows, and they've been so consistent, which as a coach, that's really helpful for what we're trying to do and when we need to push them to be a little bit better. And those guys have been there 100% and helping their teammates. And I think that's been huge.
Auburn will now prepare for SEC championships that begin March 29th. Football returned to the practice field for spring preparations following a week off for spring break. Head coach Hugh Freeze talks about accountability.
Accountability, no question to the little things. It seemed that we were just way too casual about our approach and a lot of things to me, and that's an indication on staff, players, all of us. I think the kids sensed it. I think we sensed it, and that's in our meetings in January. We said we can't take that approach, and if it's not addressed, then things tend to be repeated. And I need everyone to be accountable to whatever we say the standard is. And truthfully, you know, the older I get, the more I probably need players to help me see. All right, maybe that's an unreasonable standard, Coach, you know, because things have changed some. And so it was really big for me that the players would sit down and say, I want you to present to me, what do you think the standard should be? And let me, if I think y'all are way, way off, I'm going to say it, and you do the same for me. And we just had some really good conversations, and they came up with the presentation, and I just approved it because I did agree with their approach and then presented it to the team. So I think that's the biggest difference I've seen thus far is just there's a different energy too that comes with that. And to know there's no compromise. we hold each other accountable. And if you're one of the ones being held accountable and you don't like it, that's part of life. And because we agreed that this was the standard. And so I think that's the biggest difference I see.
The Tigers A-Day game is set for April 6th at Jordan-Hare Stadium with tickets available at AUBTIX.com. Also in action, number 2 men's golf hosted and won the Tiger Invitational at Auburn University Club by more than 10 strokes ahead of second place. The Tigers will now get set for the Seahawk Intercollegiate in Wilmington, North Carolina, March 24th and 25th. To view full schedules and more information, visit AuburnTigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!